This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a data point en route to an observation about a slice of this economy that has seen better days. We learned this morning, here's the data point, obviously, that orders for durable goods fell 5% in July, the biggest drop since the early days of the pandemic. Durable goods being big expensive stuff that is supposed to last. Here then is the slice of the economy at issue. Manufacturing in this country has been in the dumps for a while. And if the durable goods order number this morning is any indication, it's going to be a while longer before it bounces back. This is a not unintended consequence of the Fed raising rates, right? Higher interest rates are supposed to cool demand and slow the economy. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, there are some signs that manufacturers are adapting.
Argonaut Manufacturing Services in Carlsbad, California, makes pharmaceutical drugs and diagnostic tests. CEO Wayne Woodard and I are looking through a window into a sterile room where a machine is filling glass vials.
We use a lot of automation, as you can see. There's two different robots in there and a whole bunch of other mechanical parts moving the glass around and then filling them.
Argonaut manufactures products for clients, not to sell under its own name. Woodard says business was great early in the pandemic, when a lot of companies shifted to making COVID tests. But more recently, he says his clients have had to pivot back to what they were doing before the pandemic, at a time when interest rates have been rising and banks are more reluctant to make loans.
And they're just finding that that pivot back, which is going to require additional capital, is getting harder to find.
And as Woodard's clients have struggled, so has his company. He's had to make layoffs, though he won't say how many. But he says there are plenty of reasons to believe that business will bounce back. He says COVID taught people that diagnostic tests can be pretty useful.
Now they start thinking about, what other tests could I take at home? Or what other tests could I go to my doctor and get a result very quickly?
So Woodard is expanding. Earlier this year, his company added a new facility. It also bought another automated filling machine that will boost its capacity fourfold.
It's those folks who make the investment in the toughest of times who reap the benefits when business is good again.
Manufacturer Lyman Munson is feeling upbeat about demand, too. His firm S.L. Munson & Company makes metalworking tools in South Carolina, including diamond grinding wheels that are used to make disc brake pads for vehicles. Munson says demand for those tools stayed strong throughout the pandemic because a lot of people bought vehicles.
Every one of them is going to have 8 disc pads on it. And after some number of miles, they're going to need to be replaced.
Munson says before the pandemic, he had to compete with imports that were cheaper than his products. But all of the supply chain congestion during the pandemic taught many of his customers that working with foreign manufacturers can be really slow.
You need to have 6 months lead time for the people offshore to make the product and pack it up and ship it over here and get through the whole supply chain.
The Biden administration has been trying to incentivize manufacturers to rely less on certain Chinese exports, especially sophisticated technology, says Katie Russ, an economics professor at UC Davis.
So that we're sourcing more advanced technology goods from countries we see as friendly and what we call reshoring as well, which would be domestic sources.
The administration is pouring a lot of money into domestic sectors it sees as strategically important. Defense, clean energy, the semiconductor business.
There's a lot of monies that are appropriated already that have a lot of legs on them for these industries.
That's Chris Blench, co-founder of Mavericks Manufacturing Partners in Escondido, California.
And so we're trying to position ourselves so that we can continue to benefit from all those monies that are allocated to those projects.
Blench started the company a few months ago to manufacture components for submarines and aircraft carriers, parts for wind turbines and desalination plants, and tools for semiconductor manufacturing. He's showing me a grinder that preps steel plates for welding. Other than a few welding machines, the room it's in is mostly empty. But Blench says that'll change pretty soon.
Like the 3D printer will be over there, the welding robots will be over here in this corner. We'll be making those investments once we can afford it.
Blench says he's sure he'll be able to, because the products his company is set up to make are sophisticated and expensive.
We're not making toasters, we're not making furniture. We are fabricating products that are very difficult to make.
Which is exactly the kind of manufacturing the Biden administration has been trying to encourage. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.